Hi everyone. So I've read a lot about procrastination, performance, and that kind of thing, and how it can help people in their financial life and indeed in their business life. So what are the 10 things that I've learned, or the 10 most useful things that I've learned? So number one is think out of the box. And what I mean by that is that too many people think in terms of boundaries. So most of the time we're in autopilot. So even now you're probably only listening to maybe 70% of what I'm saying carefully. And that's human nature. But people think in terms of legal, moral, technological, physical boundaries. And sometimes that's good. For example, there's a clear moral and legal boundary you shouldn't steal. So sometimes this is good. But a lot of the time people don't actually think to do things differently. So I'll give you an example. A company in London, a taxi company, did something really smart. They noticed their taxi drivers could not they didn't know how to get around London. So how did they fix this? They put signs on their taxis saying, "Oh, we have no idea where we're going. Could you help us?" I can't remember the exact wording, but basically they actually had a sign on their taxis telling people, "Well, can you help us get to the destination?" Now, most people say, "That's crazy. You go into a taxi company because they're the experts. You just want to go in and you want to relax and whatever." But what they found is, by thinking out of the box, they had a lot of people who wanted to come in and tell the driver where to go. Because basically it made people feel important. It struck up a conversation between the driver and the person, and then it made those drivers experts. But if you think about it, what about IKEA? When IKEA started and they said, "Well, look, you're going to have to pack your own furniture," people laughed. But the key point is this: what is an industry norm? A norm stands for normal. So if you break the norms, you're more likely to get extraordinary results. Sure, you might fail in some of those things, but if you try something truly eccentric, truly out of the box, that's one of the things that is more likely to kind of lead to a breakthrough. Now, sure, you might need to try, I don't know, 50 of these ideas, 100 of these ideas, and maybe only two or three are going to work excellently, but thinking out of the box is key, because if you just do normal things, the best case scenario is you're going to get normal results, which are going to be at the upper end of the normal results. Worst case is you're going to lose money, but at the end of the day, they're going to still be normal results. So think out of the box, don't be afraid of failure, and start breaking industry norms. Now, number two is focusing on small advantages. Now, if you think about it, markets don't care about fairness. So a good example of that is a horse race. Some horse races are so close that it's literally a nose between the two horses, but that can be the difference between millions of dollars in some cases. Likewise, in finance or investing, if you start investing at the age of 25 compared to 30, and you invest just $20 more a month than person B who started at 30, that can be an absolutely huge difference. Or another example, negotiation. As I said in the article below, if you negotiate just a small pay rise, that can make $1 or $2 million difference to your net wealth when you're retired. So small differences can compound a lot. And now number three is to visualize success. Now, what do I mean by visualize success? Now, I don't believe in this affirmations. A lot of it's nonsense. You know, there's a lot of nonsense out there about all you need to do is take cold showers, tell yourself this, tell yourself that. If you start believing in something, it will become a reality. That isn't the case. But what is the case is this: if people start to actually visualize what they want, if they have clarity about what they want and say, "This is the life I want to lead in, I don't know, next year or in 2 years," and they really think about it every day, it becomes an obsession. There is a lot of evidence out there that things can become a virtuous cycle. And in comparison, if you get into negative thinking, it can become a vicious cycle. Now, next one is, ask yourself this question: what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? In other words, if you had a crystal ball and you knew your business or your financial life could not fail, what would you do? Now, this is a key thing that a lot of people who engage in high performance do. Now, the next one is, have 10 goals. So every day, if you wake up and you write down 10 goals with a very specific date, you do it again in the evening and you do it every day, but you don't look at the previous day's work. What tends to happen is that makes you realize what really counts. Now, as on day one and day two, your 10 goals might be slightly different, but if you do this exercise every single day, it takes 10 minutes. By day 30 or 40 or 50, you'll know your 10 goals off by heart. And that will really give you clarity in terms of what you want to achieve. Number six is, Which skill, if you had it now, would have the biggest effect on your career or business or financial life? So if you knew you could have, I don't know, a financial skill or learn a new language or whatever it is, if you know the answer to this question, you're more likely to have high performance, you're less likely to procrastinate and so on. Now, number seven, and this is quite a key one to get rid of procrastination, is production before perfection. What do I mean by that? A lot of people think that they have to do things perfectly before launching it. But actually, a lot of things can be done when they're 80% launched. In other words, what you have to remember is this. If you can do something to 80% and you can launch something, let's say like a website, in a day, it's much more productive to launch it and then make changes to it after. Like, for example, have a website and say, well, it's under construction or partly under construction. But you get it done instantly or within an hour, and it's just 80% perfection. That is far better than 100% perfection, because often being a perfectionist just means you're wasting time. You're not doing things now. But if you get into the habit of doing things instantly, that is a huge way of saving time and money, because the idea is fresh in your mind. And beyond that, also, you'll find that a lot of perfectionists is often just an excuse for delaying things. Whereas if you do things instantly, it's much better. Now, number eight is to overcome loss aversion. What do I mean by that? In investing or in business or in any domain, people are obsessed with losses. They are, you know, more painful than a gain is pleasurable. But the issue is people don't consider all the factors. They don't consider things like time as a loss. You have to remember, if you queue up for an hour, that's lost time, that's lost money. If you don't invest today, long term, whatever happens in the short term with markets, you're going to lose. So if you forget losses in the conventional sense of the word, and you always tell yourself that if you don't take action, if you don't save yourself time, you are actually losing. So a good example of that is whenever it comes to, say, markets, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I had some fresh money come into my bank account. So I invested it straight away. And I also put it in a direct debit every month to my bank account, linked to my investing account, which is just automatically put there. And it's all to remind me that if I don't invest now, all the academic evidence shows that you are going to lose money by market timing. But instead of framing it as a gain to invest, frame it as a loss to not invest. And likewise, in your business life or in anything, always remind yourself that if you procrastinate, if you waste time, if you insist on face-to-face meetings rather than doing things more productively online, you're actually losing. So framing something as a loss is one way to overcome procrastination. Now, number nine is be selective. What do I mean by that? So a lot of very, very successful businesses will be very selective, like the best nightclubs will turn people away. The best financial companies will often have account minimums. Some of the best legal companies are more than happy to turn away a lot of people. And you'll find that if you're selective and you say no to people in a polite way, this will lead to overperformance in the long term. Now, finally, is educate your market. In other words, what I mean by that is you have to remember that most people are only experts in one or two subject areas. So don't assume. There's a lot of people who assume that, oh, these days with the internet, people know more about this subject, that subject, whatever. Actually, I find it's not true. Most people are more confused with all. It's almost like data overload. So yes, there's a lot of people who think they know it all, when really they don't know very much. But most people, believe it or not, are actually more confused today about things like finance, law, mathematics, or whatever it is, than they were 10 or 20 years ago, because they've got loads of information, loads of contradictory informations. But the point is, they want clarity, but you have to educate them in a way which is kind of fun, which is authentic, and so on. And if you do it all these things long term, that's most likely to lead to overperformance. But I think finally, I would say is that I got a lot of these things from reading. And don't get me wrong, if you read 10 books, 8 of them won't be useful. One of them will be quite useful, and one of them will be incredibly useful. That's an example of the kind of 80-20 rule. And that kind of brings me on to the final thing, but it was kind of linked to the small advantages, number two, is always remember that 80% of your results will come from 20% of your actions, 64% of your results will come from 4% of your actions, and about 50% of your results will come from just 1% of your interactions. In other words, if you're a business, you'll actually find that probably about 1% of your activities, maybe, for example, your top clients or your most productive activities will lead to about 50% of your output or your revenue. And it's the same in any domain, right? Probably about 1% of the words in the English language are used about 50% of the time, something like okay or very commonly used words. So if you want to learn a language, start with the most, you know, widely used words. So I think if you, you know, get used to saying no as well, that can help you really focus on just those key things, which will make you more productive and stop you procrastinating.